Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Well, welcome on into the Girly Quiz. Once a week, Dave is put through his paces in a massive way on the Girly Quiz. In order to win the week, he has to get all three questions correct, but he does have some help on his side. One is a simplify, it's like a 50-50, and the other, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is his phone a female. And this morning, it's Sonia.
Morning, Sonia, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking part in the Girly Quiz this morning. What is the area of expertise that you provide? Is it things about health, beauty, body parts?
Maybe what you're a mother.
Yeah, what is your vibe?
Well, I'm a mother. I've done sexual health with kids, with teenagers and stuff, so I'd be quite all-rounder, really.
Oh my God, fantastic.
Fabulous, that's going to be a help today.
Hopefully I know the answer.
My maturity level is quite equal to teenagers and children, so I think we're going to get along just right, Sonia. I think you're going to be brilliant at this. Thank you very much. You're kind of a Jackie of all trades, if you will, Sonia.
Yeah, hopefully.
And you teach sex ed, so that's kind of perfect.
No, I have done in the past. Yeah, I have done.
Okay, fantastic. Brilliant. You stay on the line, Sonia. Dave will definitely need you at some point. Thanks, Mill. And for you listening, we always just say this, if there's young ears in the car, naturally based on what you've just heard already, just bear in mind to keep your hand on the dial in case there's little conversations you don't want to have with younger ears.
Yeah, this is where radio gets wild, baby. Crazy stuff.
Let's do this thing.
If your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the Girly Quiz, do them a favour. Don't ask them any questions.
Question number one on the Girly Quiz this Thursday morning. Dave, Laird, Flounce, Bishop and Peasant. They're all types of what?
Chess pieces. Boom. Go again. Laird.
Laird. Flounce.
Flounce.
Flounce. Bishop.
Bishop.
And Peasant. They're all types of the same thing, but what's the thing?
I've heard of Bishop and Peasant before, but maybe just because I know the words Bishop and Peasant. Flounce makes me think of dancing. Laird makes me think of an onion. Onions have layers.
They
that
sure do.
That is a Shrek reference. Mm. You're welcome. Laird, Flounce, Bishop and Peasant. What I'd imagine is they're probably... You said they're all types of something.
Yes, they're all types of the same thing.
I'd imagine they're probably types of dresses. Or maybe it, like types of... I was going to say like types of apron. But no, I don't think that would be... There's probably only one type of apron.
imagine, do you want to get the new style of apron? The new season.
This year's new apron.
This year's lingerie apron.
Now with Wi-Fi. Laird, Flounce, Bishop and Peasant. I would imagine they're dresses or maybe even like pieces that you'd put on, like bodysuits or something. I would say dresses, but I don't know.
Mm.
So I'm going to call in Sonia. I think Sonia will know this. She sounds like someone who would know. So, Sonia, 30 seconds on the clock. Laird, Flounce, Bishop and Peasant are all types of what?
I don't know. Bishop and Peasant are putting me off, but Laird, I'm thinking the hair. You layer a hair. Yeah,
Sonia, have you all of a sudden turned English? What's going on? Have you always been English?
Yeah, I am English.
Has she been English for the last 10 minutes? I didn't know that.
I didn't pick up on that at all.
It's like you just turned English. Okay, sorry, hair.
I'm thinking haircut. Like you layer hair.
You think haircuts? Do you know what, Sonia? You're probably dead right. Laird, Flounce, Bishop and Peasant. Maybe Peasant. You start looking like Lord Farquaad. Another Shrek reference. Can I get three in a Girly Quiz? Let's see. I'm going to go with haircuts.
Need to hear the words.
Final answer.
No!
I was so confident.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, Sonia, it doesn't matter. You still win your €100 Just Eat voucher. Congratulations. Let's find out the answer together.
The answer is sleeve styles.
Sleeve styles.
Yeah, the type of sleeves on a t-shirt or a long sleeve top or a dress. But they're all different types of sleeve styles, guys, I'm afraid.
Listen, Sonia, we both learned something today. I learned that they are types of sleeve styles and that you're English. And you also learned the sleeve style thing. Congratulations on your €100 Just Eat voucher.
See you later, Sonia. Bye-bye. Okay, we crack on. Question number two. Dave, if I told you that I decided that later on today I'm going to go and do some dermaplaning, what would I be doing?
Dermaplaning.
D-E-R-M-A planing.
Okay, dermaplaning.
Yeah, if I was like, do you know what now? Do you know what I need to do is a bit of dermaplaning. Caught sight of myself in the mirror.
Okay. Do you want a funny answer first?
That, yeah. Well, actually,
no, sorry, I don't have a funny answer. No, I don't have a Shrek reference for this. This is when Dermot Kennedy pops up at a random concert that you weren't expecting and you're kind of a little bit annoyed.
Whoa, dermaplaning. Yeah. You're like, whoa, him again.
Dermaplaning.
Can you show up here, please?
I have a weird confidence for this question.
Have you heard of it? Is it something that...
I've heard of it. It's definitely something to do with the skin. I think it's on the face. I think it's when you kind of roll over your face with kind of almost needles or something, like kind of a roller with like sharp bits in it. That's the kind of vibe. I don't, or shaving of the face. It's almost like a shaving. So dermaplaning, I'm thinking of aquaplaning when you're driving too fast in a car and what's happening.
So what is happening there?
I don't know.
In a
car, you're kind of losing control.
You're losing control.
So I'm going to go with shaving of the face, dermaplaning.
Final answer?
Final answer. Oh!
Well done.
That'll do, donkey. Come on! Three!
Can he get to five? Five!
No, that's too much now.
So yeah, shaving my face. Dermaplaning is a method of exfoliation. So you very gently, you might have seen these little kind of female razor types. They're like,
yes,
little,
I've blades. Seen them.
Yeah. And you gently scrape off the top layer and it kind of gives
so
the skin a bit of a boost.
Is it so sore?
Not a bit. Only if you do it wrong like I did the first time and I had to go and get a facial after because I destroyed myself. Don't be like me. But yes, well done, Dave. Okay.
Thank you.
Question number three on the Girly Quiz this week. How does the copper coil primarily prevent pregnancy? As in, what does it do to stop you getting pregnant?
Oh, what does it do? I'd imagine...
The copper coil.
What?
Like, as in, we know what the copper coil is.
Yeah.
But when it's in there, what's it doing to stop you getting pregnant?
I think it's stopping hormones or maybe giving you... Oh. Is it giving you hormones to make you think that you're already pregnant, like they do with, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I just genuinely mean it from how I'm saying it, like they do with cows, where they make them constantly think that they're pregnant so that they can continue to pump milk? Yeah,
that's how cows provide milk all the time. How do you lactate when you don't have a baby?
They pump them full of hormones to make them think they're pregnant. It's really sad.
It is really sad. I feel so sorry for cows. And honestly, if this helps you, I don't care, I'm going to say this, I don't think this helps you in any way. That's exactly what some contraceptive pills do.
Yeah.
So my body for years has always thought that I'm pregnant and I'm not.
Right, okay. But maybe not the coil. I'm going to go with that. Let's 50-50 it anyway, because I have that there and I've already lost the quiz anyway, so let's go.
So how does the copper coil primarily prevent pregnancy? Is it A, it blocks the uterus completely?
I was thinking that as well, but I think it might be a stupid answer.
Or is it B, it creates a toxic environment for sperm?
Oh!
It kills all the little swimmers.
I don't think it blocks it. I think that's stupid.
Why would that be stupid?
I don't know. Like, with the shape of it, you'd kind of think...
Yeah, maybe we did learn on the Girly Quiz before, what shape is the coil?
It's like a spring, no? No? Or is it like a T? It's a T. Maybe it does block it then. Let's go with... No, I'll go with the bad area for sperm.
So you're going toxic. With it creates a toxic environment for sperm.
Yeah.
Sperm, is that your final answer? Final answer, way
ahead. Yay! 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said.
We're moving on to Meatloaf.
I'm just desperately trying to think of any other Shrek reference, and all I can think of is not the gumdrop buttons.
You did well, fair play. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And I need to do some dermaplaning, so don't I?
Oh, interesting. I would never say. No one's ever quick to tell me I'm right.
Yeah.
But everyone is awful quick to tell me I'm wrong. I learned a lot about things about cows in the last 30 seconds. I said on the Girly Quiz we were talking about kind of like why the copper coil works, basically.
Yeah. And it makes you think, well, we were it's not the case, but we were debating the idea of it making you think that you're pregnant, which yes. isn't the case for the copper coil. But anyway, it got us into a conversation about cows.
Yeah, and I was saying that I think that's why cows can produce milk, because they pump them full of hormones to
make them think they're pregnant,
think they're pregnant so they can produce milk.
Fake news!
Apparently that's fake news.
Fake
Once
news.
Again, mainstream media, fake news. Spin 103.8. Yeah, not true, apparently. They actually just make them pregnant.
So it's AI, artificial insemination.
Oh, is that what it is?
Artificial insemination, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
In some cases, I presume.
Very dangerous to say it's AI.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, actually, because
AI and it's
farming
fake news.
Has been around forever.
So artificial insemination.
Mean, sometimes a bull would be present as well. But yeah, and then I suppose then...
So they can produce milk, but they're basically constantly pregnant. Which is
we're constantly producing milk.
Yeah, so there you go.
Out of the udders.
So there
we all learned something today.
We did.
And we apologise to the cows.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.